This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, look at this. It's a Friday as we go into hour four of the nation. Seven callers on hold already for what you're drinking and what you're thinking, which comes up in 20 minutes. They're ready to sound off, and I can't wait. You know, we have a fun Friday show going. So much sports is in the air. And Mike McCarthy did a random sit-down interview with Tom Pelissero. So we have updated Mike McCarthy audio thoughts on things. Plus, in the background, Eric Chiafalo is attempting to finalize the Boomstick Burger bet payoff. It appears that he's got, I don't know, maybe a half burger's worth of food to go.
Two bites?
He's so exhausted now that it's taking him out of it. It looks like he's got a half jalapeno sitting over there.
The density of the beef is really starting to, like, take hold. Every bite now is, sure. I'm chewing on it, for it, like 2-3 minutes at a time. That's why I'm really trying to really time this out right to make sure I can complete it, because it does have to be fully swallowed, right? It can't just be all in the mouth at the buzzer. Ball's got to be through the net.
Yeah.
So that I'm making sure I time it right. But yeah, I'm taking a bite and then I'm laboring like 2 good minutes of chewing and just
it's
like.
It's so weird how you can't swallow when you get full. It's like something in your body knows.
Yes, dude. Yeah. And it doesn't help when Walchuk is just whispering in my ear, puke, 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 throw up, throw up. I'm like, and Broadus is bringing trash cans over. I'm like, get away from me.
Hey, well, if he
can't do it now.
Walchuk had fun last night.
If he can't complete this mission in something like the next 23 minutes and 18 seconds, he is going to have another bet payoff due next week.
And so are you.
And I will have one as well. So I'm really in his corner as the deadline's coming up here at 5:26:15. Okay, Mike McCarthy audio here, G-Bag Nationals. What are you looking to see be improved? Here's Coach Mike McCarthy with Tom Pelissero.
Yeah, definitely efficiency. I mean, and you're always chasing that. I mean, I think we have the same numbers that you do as far as the how we perform, but it's really the efficiency of those numbers and how you're throwing it. I think situationally we've done some real good things, but there's some other areas we could be better in.
I think it's tough to talk about efficiency without being real specific, and coaches answer questions so vaguely. It's hard to totally understand, how this offense that's been so highly graded could need to be better efficiency-wise, but it seems to be a pretty consistent talking point from Mike McCarthy. Brian, what do you think he's going with?
I'll tell you what, though. I continue to believe the things that worry me are what they're doing with this coaching staff. I fully trust what's going on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not so sure I trust what's going on. So when you start to talk about evaluations, who's leading the evaluations? Is it Brian Schottenheimer? Is Jeff Blasco, who's the new running backs coach, involved? I mean, is he talking about what we need to do? Mike Solari, what's going on with the offensive line? That's the thing. You can evaluate all that you want, but it's going to be about, are you able to execute what you need to do? And that's that's the biggest questions I have is I just don't trust them to pull this thing together in order to potentially help Dak Prescott the way he probably needs to be helped.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My biggest fear is that they get too conservative, and we know that Dak had the highest rate of tight window throws last year. That probably has something to do with some of these interceptions. So can we help him with better players that can get themselves open? Can we help him with better scheme? I don't think the thing is, let's tighten up, get scared, and we'll go tight B-hole on this thing. We'll hand it off as much as possible. We'll try to get the easiest 6-yard throw we can find. Or let's get better players. We've done so a little bit with Brandon Cooks. Still more room for improvement there. And then how can we help him scheme-wise to dial up receivers that can be, just based on me as an offensive play caller and play designer, I was able to scheme this guy open so that my quarterback's not consistently having to put the ball in you know, keyholes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I think consistency against the best teams, and it's been a talking point since Romo was here, how often the Cowboys have played great against the really good teams. That's where I want more efficiency, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think that, you know, certainly when you talk about that scheme issue, we talked about it all year long when we would go back and study the All-22 and the route combinations and how Dak's having to either force something over a linebacker right in front of his safety, and maybe we think, oh, did he not see that linebacker that ends up getting intercepted? Some of that might be on the quarterback. Some of that might also be on the play calling, right? And the design of the plays in which the route combination, it's difficult. You're basically forced to make a pinpoint, accurate, perfect throw, or else that ball's at risk of being intercepted.
Yeah. And by the way, if the guy does catch it, he's going to get tackled immediately.
Sure, right. And all these things are, let's try and get, when it comes to the West Coast offense, you're trying to get people in space, on the run, and try and get yards after catch.
I hope Dak can hit that little timing anticipation throw out into space in front of runners so they can get it and run with it. And I wonder if the previous play callers with this team avoided those kinds of things because it's not a strength for Dak. And I wonder why Mike would have confidence he can pull it off, or if he's thinking, well, we got to go for this. Mm. You know, I wonder how confident you could be right now in Mike McCarthy that your quarterback can execute that game plan. It, you know, it's easier if you have Joe Montana and Steve Young and Aaron Rodgers and some of the quarterbacks that Mike McCarthy's worked with during his career.
Yeah, I just don't know can you get more conservative? Can you? And can you score points? That's the thing. I don't think playing ultra conservative doesn't help. I don't think it helps Dak.
Well, it helped Cooper Rush go 4-1. You know, that's the secret sauce, I think, for Mike McCarthy. He's playing complementary football, getting conservative, and then setting up the defense for when we want to get aggressive. And he thought Kellen Moore was getting aggressive so much that the defense was ready for it. And I think, you know, Mike McCarthy at least deserves an open mind about how might come together, because he's done a nice job.
No, he absolutely. I mean, they won 25 games in 2 years, but why do you feel like there's pressure for his job right now? You know, we'll see. The Cowboys, we'll see if there's a commitment to Mike McCarthy, especially with Sean Payton gone now. I think that Mike could breathe a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But I think he has to worry about somebody on his own staff.
You see Florio trying to drag up Bill Belichick into it, though? He's got a big story today about how Belichick could be the next coach of the Cowboys. I'm like, well, what are we doing here?
I'll tell you what, though. It's funny, and I'm not a huge Mike Florio fan. There is a great, great deal of respect between Bill Belichick and Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
And if somehow, some way that Bill Belichick becomes available,
he can miss playoffs for three out of 4 years.
Bill Parcells-esque, right? And who'd Belichick work with?
I'm just saying, I am not a Florio fan, and I there's things that he puts out there that I'm like, ah.
Okay.
But the friendship aspect, I know that for a fact.
All right, a little bit more McCarthy, and then we'll hit on some of these other stories of the day. What will the new offensive changes look like? Here's cut four.
It's not going to be a bunch of major changes. You know, the offense is clearly built around making Dak successful, and the things that we are changing, the things that we are adding, you know, he'll be part of that conversation as we work to that point. As a whole, number one goal for offense is we got to take better care of the football.
Yeah, I think. And who knows, maybe last year was the worst possible scenario and you're overreacting, but I can't risk that. You know, I got to double down on ball security and making sure we're avoiding the kind of routes and the kind of looks that gave Dak trouble. How does Dak get back to his peak? Here's cut five from Coach.
Well, I just think like anything, it's, you know, we all spend so much time on the decision-making process and, you know, the responsibility in each decision. You know, it's all been identified. We've actually had a chance to already sit down and watch the interception tape really from the last 3 years and just go back through it and just make sure that the communication, you know, between, you know, Dak, Brian, Scott, and myself is clear.
Okay. All right. And then you got something on that, Brian?
So they didn't have communication then, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like a talking point.
Make sure the communication's clear.
Maybe the communication between Nussmeier, Dak, and Kellen was good, but they kind of left Mike.
He wasn't
out.
Involved.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Might be by choice though too.
Yeah, yeah. I think if he looked left out on the sideline often, he looked like he wasn't doing anything. And I think you got to have a lot of respect for what Kellen and Doug Nussmeier did for this offense and other guys as well, because it has been a good. But I think he feels like, hey, listen, I'm the coach that took a team to the Super Bowl. I've coached with all these great quarterbacks, and I've made them good. You know, and it's now time for me to put my fingerprints on this team. And who knows, maybe it's going to blow up in his face and we'll get a real fresh start next year. But how do you feel about getting back into play calling? Here's the final cut from Mike McCarthy.
Oh, no, I'm loving it. I'm really enjoying the meetings. It's great to be back in there full time, you know, with the offensive staff. So I'm enjoying it.
Be back in there full time with the offensive staff.
Full time.
It's boring when you go through a job and you don't really have any responsibility. You know, like always as a kid, I thought, well, yeah, I'd love a job where I do nothing. But it's like you just sit there and look at the clock and you feel unimportant, you know?
It's just funny that you would feel like that as an offensive coach, if you're having struggles, you know, if you're having some struggles, that you would be in those meetings.
It's your job.
Yeah, if I was responsible for the team, I would want to know what Kellen Moore was doing. I would
But you know how it is, if you're not a guy that's around all the time, the guys that are there all the time are going to get their own ideas. And then when you come into the room, maybe they get a little quieter and information's not flowing.
But
and you're like, I'm trying to help.
Yeah,
but it's also Jerry's guy.
Yeah, but I hired you. I mean, you're the head coach. So, I mean, you're on the staff. Hey, what are you thinking about on third down this week?
Yeah.
I mean, I was sitting down watching some tape and, you know, I couldn't imagine a Kyle Shanahan just not going into a meeting, you know, and not, you know, it's good to be back in the meetings. Why were you out of the meetings? You're the head coach.
What was he doing? Was he going to defensive meetings? Yeah, were you getting a sandwich?
I don't know.
I would want if I'm Jerry Jones, I want Mike McCarthy in all those meetings for sure. Yeah. Hey, did you see the Cowboys are the favorites to draft Bijan Robinson? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know that he's going to be there. I think that there is a lot of buzz about Tampa to Brian's point.
I think Tampa, if he gets past Tampa at 19, you might be looking at
Then there's
at
a
it.
Shot.
Vegas knows there's a lot of Texas and Cowboys fans out there that are combined.
Are you about done over there?
Was that the last bite?
No, we got a little bit of leftover chili and bread remnants. But that was the last bite of full meat.
Yeah. So.
Thank you, Chief. You got 10 minutes and 15 seconds. His chances, guys. You guys look defeated. Giafalo,
I'm not defeated.
He's hanging on the rim on this one.
I wasn't having to do a bet payoff.
You look kind of like white, like ghosty. You got a little ghosty look to your eyes.
You know how we usually get the Joey Chestnut box score?
Yeah.
I would like to know what the box score is on this. Like how much consumption.
Oh, calories and everything?
Yeah.
Are you going to eat when you go home tonight?
Probably. No, my wife just texted me, so no, I don't need to cook dinner tonight, ? Absolutely not. Don't need breakfast or lunch tomorrow either.
Wow, that's something. Well, the Cowboys are 4-1. The Commanders are 9-2. The Chargers are 5-1. I just want to say, like, to all these Longhorns fans and running back truthers that said, oh, there's no way he's going to be there. You guys are wasting your time with this conversation. Sports books learn things.
Yeah.
Sports books get access to information because of how good they are for the teams and how much money they bring in and how much interest they bring in for the leagues. And if Vegas is feeling that way, you know, and I tell you what, if it does happen, as against it, as I am from a team building perspective, you do that at 26. And I'm just going to be ecstatic about what might happen in the first 3 years of his career. You know, I'll put aside all of the running back debates and everything. I just want to know, like, could he make the handful of plays that could, you know, win a playoff game for you? And if that's the case, then shoot, we'll worry about lost opportunity in the years to come. But you know, maybe like Tony Dorsett, you know, as a rookie.
Yeah.
The beef with drafting a running back, they're not going to have the longevity. By year 4 or 5, they're breaking down. But, hell, if we get back to a Super Bowl in the first 2 or 3 years, it'll be the greatest pick they ever made, Brian.
I just feel like that this is going to test the war room for the Cowboys. And they've taken best player before. But this is going to – I feel like that if Bijan Robinson's on that board, I'm interested to see war room cam, and I'm interested to see how Jerry Jones reacts. And I'm going to be interested to see if everybody tries to talk him out of it. You know, if you start to see more discussion. You know, we've seen that sometimes when you follow us on the draft. We go into War Room Cam, and they're talking him out of Johnny Manziel.
Right.
Or they're talking him out. And I know for a fact, like I say, Sam Williams was Jerry Jones. Like, we're taking Sam Williams here in the second round, boys. Mm. So I'll be interested.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll be interested to see.
Hell
if
of a pick there, boss.
Great pick.
If they do this with Bijan Robinson, if he's there.
Okay, LaMarcus Aldridge, DFW guy, Siegelville's LaMarcus Aldridge, citing Tom Brady, has retired for a second time and said, as Tom said, you only get one big announcement, so I'm out of here. As LaMarcus Aldridge, unable to complete a comeback. I know the Mavs were looking at him earlier in the year. The Kansas freshman Grady Dick has declared for the NBA draft. MLB is investigating an incident with Rendon, altercation with a fan.
Ooh.
And the quarterback Davis, the number 35 prospect in the 2024 class, has picked Michigan. That kind of gives you a feeling of what's cracking around the world of sports. Oh, Barcelona confirms they're in talks to bring Messi back to the club after his contract at PSG runs out in June. Chiafalo's going to attempt this bet payoff final conclusion. And then it's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking coming up next here.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Fan. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an outstanding day. It's time now for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking
and What You Thinking.
Now, we also have Chiafalo's Boomstick Burger Bet Payoff, and he is making the finishing touches on this plate. Some jalapenos, some chili, a little bit of the bun, and with 3 minutes to go, my main man, Chiafalo, is about to get this done. Is there anything that's going to stop you, sir?
I really want to puke. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, he might puke.
Oh, no.
That would be a travesty to get to within 1.5 mouthfuls to go with just under 3 minutes. We'll check back in with Chiafalo, but he is definitely suffering.
He might have a puker. Okay. We might have a puker, Brian. Have a chance.
It was delicious, but it was not advisable. Now, currently, what am I drinking? You know me. The 20-ounce Diet Coke, and I love it, and that's what I'm drinking. I'm thinking Chiafalo might be the greatest co-host I've ever had. A man willing to fight for my honor. The hero that I've been dreaming of. Eric Chiafalem, a main man right there, getting me off the hook at a bet payoff. So
freaking coward.
Feeling appreciative here, Brian. What are you drinking and what are you thinking, Brian?
I've just got a glass of water here right now. I mean, I'm ran out of my drops, which
Yeah,
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Got any Alka-Seltzer?
Bro, I mean,
we should have brought you some.
I will say this though. I honestly, when the way you took down that first half of the sandwich, I thought I was in trouble. Right now, seeing you in this agony, I am hopeful that the last 2 minutes here, I hope it gets even worse for you.
You got your money's worth. He's down to the last minute, though, and there's quite a bit of food. It's taking him 2 minutes to chew a mouthful. Ugh. So he's got to significantly pick up his pace if he wants to finish this fight. We have a minute and a half to go.
Yeah.
G-Bag Nationals, I need to retract my confidence. No,
we're good here, dude.
He's picking it up now.
I'm not losing this.
Okay, a minute and 20 seconds to go.
Got
to
swallow. Got to make sure you swallow. Yeah, it's got to be full chew, swallow.
It's always been your standard.
Yeah. Is this good here then? This good? We'll check.
That's a clean plate. Go bleep yourself.
It's a clean plate. I think you need to lick it.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
Gotta get a swallow out of this.
Let's go over to Wolchuk as we now have 1 minute for Chiafalo to get down the hatch. Wolchuk drinking and thinking.
Oh, man, I just powered down a delicious lemon Razzie soda shake. And I'm thinking I'm very proud of Eric here. This was, I think.
Get out of here.
I think, no, Eric's my guy.
He's
Brian.
Done it. With 48 seconds
well
to spare.
But I do think overall, I was proud of him for admitting during the break that he's probably not going to see a food and be like, I can put that down with these moving forward.
You guys want to see the food, baby?
Oh, my gosh. That thing is real.
Thank you, Chief.
Can we show the, can we put it on the finger?
Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the camera angles are good.
Well done, sir.
This is a dedication from the great Peter Cetera, the glory of love. Set to audio a little bit. My appreciation for Eric Chiafalo, a man that indeed fight for my honor and your entertainment. Thank you.
That's what teammates are for.
Eric Chiafalo.
I'd be lying if I said there wasn't some selfish reasons involved, though. Because, dear God, if I had to do a pet payoff again next week. Because this thing became a payoff. The first 12 inches were pleasure. The next
That's
3 inches,
saying.
I started to say, you know what? I'm doing this because I have to. I don't really want to, but I'm not dying. That back nine freaking sucked.
You did it, though.
We did it. That's the second worst one. I will go gummy bear 1, this one 2, straw dog 3.
Wow.
The genuine pain I have in my stomach right now is legit.
Do you need a trash can next to you?
No, I'll let it burp. Puke.
Yeah, I know, but you think you can hold it?
I'm holding it.
All right,
yeah.
Perfect.
You drinking a Miller Lite over there?
I am. I don't really, it's a victory beer, but I don't want to consume anything ever again, even just water.
Until tomorrow morning.
You're preparing to shed tears over there.
Yeah.
Those aren't tears of joy.
I'll tell you what, congratulations. The thing that makes me so damn mad.
You didn't get a bite?
No. Well, that too. I was going to hope I was going to swoop in and get the final bite.
Thank God that burger was so good.
It's damn Dawson getting off again.
I swear
there's going to be a day where I get to slam an egg on his head, or he has to drink out of a straw dog, you know?
Karma. Hey,
there's going to be a day. He did. He totally told us, F you on your brackets.
Yeah,
He told us.
He did.
He says, I am not interested in picking a bracket.
If any of us did that, we would be having to do a bet
payoff. Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Do you guys just want me to do a bet payoff? Give me the damn list.
Let's go.
There it is.
Give me the damn payoff. Okay, let's go into the Pimp Cup. Alec Medford standing by. What you drinking? What you thinking?
I am drinking some water right now. Got the jug with me. Going to crack open a can of Prime Energy to make it through the rest of the show in a second, but I'm thinking about how excited I really am about this Ranger season after yesterday. Having a good time so
sports
far.
Sports station here, huh?
Yeah. And
get your booms, dude.
Crap, I forgot.
Hey, speaking of sports station, I'm thinking about the Fan Jam tomorrow with myself, Will, and Chris Arnold from 9 to 2:30.
That'll be good.
That's a good tease right there.
Yeah.
Alec Medford and the Pimp Cup been doing a great job filling in for Lucius Alexander all day. What did bro have to eat? That was a Boomstick Burger, the newest item at the Globe. And it's
2 feet.
It's probably a meal for six. And he took it down over the last 3 hours. And some of the lines, some of the drops here, if you could go back and harvest it, like the first 3 inches were pleasure, you know. The first 12 were
first
fine.
12,
the next three got uncomfortable. It was quite an afternoon here on The Fan. We have an hour and a half to go, and it's time to take your phone calls. We're going to do a full half hour of what you drinking, what you thinking phone calls here at 877-881-1053. Currently have no lines open. And we start at the top here. Line one, your main man, Black and Gold B. And a good afternoon, B. How you doing?
Doing good. How you fellas doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Happy
Speak
Friday.
For yourself, Dawson.
What you drinking? What you
Happy Friday. I'm heading home, so I'm about 15 minutes away from cracking open an ice-cold Bud Light. And I'm thinking tonight I'm going to have a big old fat belly because I'm going to stop, give me a case of beer, and I'm stopping at my Cajun restaurant here in Red Oak, and I'm going to get about 10 pounds of crawfish.
There you go.
Go home, and I'm going to tear up some tails. Believe you me.
Nice. Sounds like a great weekend is on the way. Thank you, Black and Gold B.
Thanks, bro.
Opens the line today. It's already crawfish season, bro.
Oh, yeah, we're full on.
What are you throwing down?
We're in the thick of it.
I'm going to very soon. I did one about 3 weeks ago for Daytona 500. We was part of one, but I'm getting ready to get – Bobby and I are going to do a tutorial video.
Oh,
so I'm going to do a video and put it up on YouTube. Maybe put it up on 105.3, the fan website, on how I cook crawfish. A lot of people ask me how to do that. I want to make sure that I can teach them.
No, that's right. That'll be a very valuable video. I know my Orange Magic video has gotten plays every year since I've done it. Now, how's the crawfish shoulder feeling? Do you need an assistant? Are you still in the game solo?
It's not good. But you know what? Hey, it's fine. I need my son to come. I need Bennett to come to the crawfish. Then like make him carry everything. But I got me a wagon. I got me a new wagon that I pull stuff around. So I don't have to carry
your son anymore. Bennett's a beast. He's a big guy. He's a big, strong guy. Was he stronger than you were at that age?
Oh, he's a much better athlete than I ever was.
But he has quarterback strength, and you had long snapper strength.
Yeah, I played catch upside down, so he was a good little quarterback. He really
like
was.
Father like son. He was a good player and a good golfer too.
Yeah,
big strong kid. Lewis in Dallas, line two. What you drinking? What you thinking?
So every time I call in, guys, I'm never drinking anything, but this time I made sure I got off early and I got me a Modelo right here.
There you go. Thank you. And what you thinking?
I called in last week, and I'm the guy that took my son to the game. What I'm thinking is, what a hell of a game to go to. Got to meet the KNT Masterpiece, kind of geeked out with seeing Derek Hall in there. His generation being able to see him pitch those World Series, it meant a lot to me to meet him. But what I'm actually thinking is Jacob DeGrom, are you Rangers fans? If y'all were watching, I would just say, like Aaron Rodgers says, relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He really didn't pitch in spring training, you know. So this is kind of his warm-up. And what he showed us in the beginning, you know, is what
we're losing you, Lewis, a little bit. Hey, that was a really good phone call, though, and I like your perspective on Jacob DeGrom. There was some real bad luck. I know he's never given up that many extra base hits, and it was, five runs on six hits or something like that. But I mean, he struck out seven guys. He's throwing triple digits. If he'd gone out there and the velocity was down and, you know, stuff like this, there would be cause for concern. But I'm right there with you. Jacob DeGrom's going to be great. Sometimes you're just nervous when you come to a new team with a big deal and you want to impress them so hard that things just don't work out for you. But Jake's going to be the man. And nice parenting job there, Lewis, taking your kid to the game.
Heck yeah.
Okay, line three is Kenny and Quinlan. You're in the nation, Kenny and Quinlan. What you drinking? What you thinking?
What up? Today we drinking lemonade with fresh lemon, water, and stevia.
All right, here you go.
Monday, I'm going back to the warehouse in Quinlan, Texas, next to beautiful Lake Tawakoni.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday, having my first frozen margarita with two shots of
rock and roll tequila.
He is back, baby. Congratulations, Kenny, and completing your physical therapy. Now, what you thinking about?
Well, it's been 10 weeks since my surgery, and it's been 14 weeks since I had my last margarita. I want to give a shout-out to my grandsons, Landon and Maxson. They're going to a roller hockey tournament in April in Colorado and also on a cruise to the Caribbean.
There you go.
Nice.
Shout-out to Mama and Papa Bear brought us a beautiful Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I thinking? Gentlemen, here we are with our Cowboys. In your opinion, what positions do we need to fill to put us in position to win the NFC title?
Well, that's a great question, Kenny. Position that needs to be filled, give me a Pro Bowl left guard.
I'll double down on that.
Wolchuk, you got a position over there?
I think guard.
Brian going kicker? Long snapper?
I don't know what you can do. Maybe I'm worried a little bit about your runner. Will he be healthy?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I wonder if this runner, if you get a chance to this Texas kid, I wonder if he could put you over the top.
I think he absolutely would.
But the guard would be outstanding.
But right now, I think that's you don't have a starting
line. Wait, Broadus, these Cowboys are a Bijan Robinson away from a Super Bowl?
I just feel like that weapon to have, you know, we saw what a runner did for Dak in 2016. A real runner.
Yeah, yeah, he was incredible, and they would load the box, and they'd still get 5 yards.
13 games.
But what that was a lot of Ron Leary and Doug Free and Zach and Trav in their primes and Tyron.
You got to feel good about Tyler Smith, and you got to feel good about, you know, Biotish, and you got to feel good about potentially what with Steele, you know? I mean, and then, you know, with Tyron Smith, they're going to use him as a swing. You're using potentially a Hall of Fame tackle as a swing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, at 877-881-1053. Currently no lines open. Okay. The 903 wants to know if you've ever used sweet potatoes in your crawfish boil.
Do not.
Okay. And a lot of people coming in sharing our thoughts there, but we have loaded lines. And next up is Miguel in Grand Prairie. Good evening, Miguel. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Hey, I just drinking a Coke. Just got off work, so just barely getting home. But I'm thinking, if the Cowboys truly want to go best available during the draft, should we sign a linebacker before the draft? Maybe somebody like Miles Jack? I mean, you got to think about LVE and his health. You know, there's always something there, and we don't have a backup. And we lost Luke Gifford, so that's something. Also, shout out my fiance, Luce, and my son, Micah.
Awesome call. Thank you, Miguel. Brian?
Son Micah. I wonder if that's a new addition.
Could be. Yeah. Could be.
Congratulations on that, if that's the case. Sign a linebacker. I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll look at this draft. I think they're going to see. There's several of these guys they need to find out. They need to find out about Tolbert. They need to find out about Cox. They need to find out about Clark.
Yeah.
You know, they need, and then our guy from Oklahoma State too. The
Devin Harper.
But maybe you circle back to a veteran linebacker after the draft,
sure,
before training camp or something, if you need him.
If you need him. But I think that they're looking. I think they're going to try and set this board and see if they can find the best one out there.
Okay, sounds like a plan to me. Kenneth and Alvarado, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Right now, I'm just drinking some water. Headed home, going to get me a cold beer there. And first and foremost,
what kind of beer?
I'm going to pray for your plumbing and your toilet when you get home.
Appreciate that, man.
And what I'm thinking is that all this optimism some of the Mavericks fans have about, keep Kyrie next year, or we can add this person next year. Why don't you put your optimism with a good team? Dallas Stars. They're fighting for the top seed in the West, and we don't have enough fans for the Stars. Come on, let's go.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right on, Kenneth. They're on the way. I know Stars fans are going to grow in numbers significantly once these playoffs start and the fan base at large. It's a very full sports plate. It is, you know, trying to keep up with all this stuff and raise a family and do your job and everything. And the Cowboys take up so much sports headspace. It's tough, you know, to be the fourth or fifth most popular team in town. But I know Stars fans are going to be over it.
I think Stars fans are so unique here in this town. They're super loyal.
Most loyal fan base all of them. Yeah. Stars are in action tonight in Arizona.
Yeah, it's not their problem, really, because you go inside that arena and it feels like a hockey town.
It does.
It's just trying to get the more casual sports fan to come along for the party to create that massive mob of fans. We'll get there. It's their year. Tim in Carthage, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Thanks for calling in again, sir. What you drinking? What you thinking?
You boys doing?
Awesome.
I'm rocking some Jose Cuervo margarita in celebration of UNT, Texas Rangers, and my number one boy, Eric.
Yeah, there.
Now, boys, y'all opened up a can this week that I'm going to shut. So listen to me and learn, Grasshopper. Zach and Eric, you two pups, y'all need to listen to me when it comes to the GOAT of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know Danny, Don, Walt, Bob, Dan, Jethro, Rayfield, Leroy, and Chuck were great, and I love them all. I know that Roger, Tony, Calvin, Billy Joe, Randy, Ed, and Harvey were great, too. Love them as well. You can even throw in Troy, Dion, Charles, and Darren. Hell, I'll even give Tony, Dak, and Jason some love. But when it comes to the heart and soul and the GOAT, there is no argument that it was the Four Horsemen of the Dallas Cowboys. They either wore number 22 or 88. It's Bob Hayes and Emmitt Smith and the original number 88, Drew Pearson and Michael Irvin. The Four Horsemen of the Cowboys were the greatest of all time, bar none, and my boy and Kenny and Quinlan would agree with me. Now, Babe Laufenberg, I love you, son, but you just didn't make the cut this year. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, mofo. This is Tim and Carby.
Mic drop there, Tim.
Tear him up, Tim.
Thanks for the education, brother.
I think Tim started early today.
That might be Tim's best call ever.
That was his best call.
I don't know if he's
winning in Cuervo.
He dominated that phone call center Carthage. And speaking of Babe Laufenberg, he is coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll share his thoughts on the Cowboys offseason and what he'd like to see them do. Okay, greatest Cowboy of all time is Cowboy Gavin, says the 405. Thank you so much. I think I'm going to ride this year for sure, maybe all year. Line 7 is Misty in Plano. Misty, what you drinking, what you thinking?
Hey, well, right now I'm not drinking anything. I'm about to meet up with some friends and have a couple of German beers.
Okay. What you thinking? Pollinger, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. It's a good selection.
Yesterday, I didn't get to see the opening day Rangers game, but I did go see the or watch the highlights today. It's very exciting to see, and I'm hoping this season is a turning point and we can get back to the 2010-2011 seasons again, maybe.
Yeah. Let's just do it, Misty. Let's just
go back to the bleeping World Series. I agree, Misty.
The World effing Series.
That'd be awesome.
Let's just do it.
Yeah. Why not?
F it, boys. Come on.
I don't see a reason why they couldn't. They had the offense.
Tim's
last
got me
year.
Fired up.
Tim got you fired up for sure.
How about Travis in Fort Worth here, line 8? What you drinking? What you thinking, Trap?
I am 10 minutes away from getting home and opening me a nice cold Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. Can't wait for y'all to come out to the Eagles Nest so I can buy Wooly Bully a drink. I'll buy every one of y'all a drink next time y'all at the Eagles Nest. Y'all just let me know when y'all are going to be there.
I'll take the gas.
I am thinking that the Rangers are in store for a good season this year. I did watch the opening day yesterday. Jacob DeGrom had, he got roughed around a little bit. But, that fourth inning, that nine-run fourth inning, man, there's nothing that compares to it, man. We lit it up when the roof closed. I can't wait to watch the Rangers this year. But, again, let me know when y'all are coming out to Eagles Point. I want to hang out with y'all. I want to shoot it with y'all. I want to drink with y'all. Travis from Fort Worth, let me hear you.
Salute. There he goes, Travis.
Yeah.
We'll
get the party going. Funky Town.
Heck yeah. Man, that nine-run inning was something special.
You can feel it. Like, as soon as we've been talking about Cowboys today, like, the Rangers texters are like, hey, let's talk about baseball. This is exciting. I think a lot of more casual baseball fans that might have tuned out got an eyeful yesterday, and they're fired up about what's possible. And especially after six such disappointing years where they averaged like 95 losses. This has been insane how much we've had to endure, and this is the payoff. Jeffro in Greenville, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you got? What you drinking? What you thinking?
I'm not drinking nothing right now, man, participating in Ramadan, but I am thinking about this upcoming football season, man. I think it's going to come down to either Trayvon Diggs or Stephon Gilmore getting exposed. Like, I feel like either they're going to have an interception competition or getting burnt competition, and I'm out. Jeffro out of Greenville.
Thank you, Jeffro. Yeah, I mean, where does the season hinge? Is it the corners? Are we set up for failure? I don't think so. I think as far as sure things going into seasons, I would put the cornerbacks towards the top. I'd think, man, if this thing is going to hinge and go in a bad way, maybe it's not being strong enough against the run. I like what they're doing against the run, but you saw how that got the Eagles exposed in the Super Bowl. I think that's more important than we think.
It could come down to them not doing enough on offense and having to be exposed to a lot of snaps.
Yeah.
Maybe they get wore out. That's the thing. I mean, overall, they just have to go out there and make stop after stop after stop kind of a thing. I hope they're able to, like, do things offensively, what they're talking about, run the ball, you know, be balanced, play complementary football. I think the thing that could hurt this defense the worst is if they get into a deal where all of a sudden they're Dallas's offense is not playing well.
Sounds like you think their weak point room is the coaching staff.
I think on the offensive side of the ball, I have the biggest questions there, yeah.
There's a lot of unproven on that side of the football. Yeah. But I think when it comes to corner, you got to feel great about what you have, at least when you're starting three, right? Diggs, Gilmore, and Bland.
Yeah. I mean, but Brian Schottenheimer made a lot of playoffs in Seattle, had a good thing going with Russell Wilson. Even though Russell didn't like it, he knew it was in Russell's best interest.
Yeah.
Solari's had a lot of success, even though he might be a geezer. Yeah. Might be a little too far.
I feel like to me that's the unknown. Okay. That is the biggest unknown. But just because they moved a lot of guys around, and think of what you want about Kellen Moore. I think that Mike McCarthy's like, fine, I didn't get along with you as I thought. I didn't mesh with you as a play caller. I just wonder if we're going to look back and say, man, where was that Kellen Moore offense when you really, really need it?
It didn't show up in the biggest games when you needed it.
Yeah,
for me, it's like I'm not going to look back and say you need Kellen Moore here.
Well, the thing, you won 25 games.
Yeah, that's fine. It resulted in a divisional round playoff loss. Like, I get it. You had the regular season success. Yeah. It completely fell apart when you needed your offense to perform in the postseason.
Did it fall apart because of in the San Francisco game because they lost their primary,
it's the part of coaching,
weapons.
Right? Find a way to overcome that. Find a way to get somebody else involved. Find a way to scheme something up better. I mean, you watch that tape. I know you did.
But see, the thing about it, I worry about
plays left on the field.
The thing that worries me now is you talk about, well, scheme it up.
Yeah.
And they're talking about dumb it down.
And maybe they won't, right? Yeah. But that's the beauty of where we're at. Because if it doesn't work with McCarthy, I think Dan Quinn then becomes your head coach and you move on. Mike McCarthy is putting all the pressure on him. Yeah. And I like to see my head coach own that.
Sure.
It's either going to work or it's going to miserably fail. Yeah.
All righty, it is what you drinking, what you thinking. Let's go back to the top here. We have another 10 minutes. Let's see how many of these phone calls we can get in. Dexter on line one in Plano. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling, Dexter. What you drinking, what you thinking?
Man, I'm getting ready to sip on some ice cold sweet tea as soon as I make it to Popeyes.
That sounds wonderful. What you thinking?
Man, what I'm thinking is, man, if we want to get back to a Super Bowl, we need to go after a real, real deal defensive tackle, something like Grady Jarrett out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Dan Quinn can make a pool and get us somebody up in that middle.
Man, it would be amazing if they could draft a dominant three-technique defensive tackle. I know Carlos Watkins has gone to Arizona. You still have Osa. And you still have decent depth there. But if you could make Osa the depth and put a massive star in there, but I don't know. I don't think their defensive tackles are a big problem as long as Hankins is healthy. You guys, are we satisfied with defensive tackle?
Yeah, there's talk about, I've seen some mock drafts with Kancey, the three technique from Pittsburgh, as being a guy that mentions there. So I know you're not as high as Zach on that, right?
I like Elijah Kancey. I just don't have him as a first-round player. I think that he is blown up because of the combine, and he tested amazing. But when you watch the tape, that you get the Aaron Donald comparisons, he's not Aaron Donald. I'd feel much better about him at 58 than I would at 26.
All righty, line two is Michael in Dallas. Michael, what you drinking, what you thinking, buddy?
I just got done drinking a Cayman Jack margarita, and I'm thinking Brian Broaddus and Zach Walchuk need to owe Eric Giafalo an apology and keep your mouths closed when it comes to my boy.
Yeah, baby. I like that, Michael. Thank you.
If you could see what he looks like right now, he might walk in here and he'll throw up on you for that opinion.
No, it was good, man. I actually needed you guys as a little bit of the hate, a little bit of that road environment. Sometimes, the best of us, use that as fuel.
Yeah. You manned up is what that was. And I know there was a couple of incidents early in the football season, but those were weird, like, logistical type of deals where you had to drink, like, a warm beer with hot dog carcass in it.
Dude,
it's just that's not what we saw today. What we saw today was a power eating display, vulgar display of
strength. He is so giving you praise right now, so he doesn't have to do anything. Well, this is what this
I
is
already
all
made
about.
The offer.
Yeah, he already made the offer. I'm doing a bet payoff
next week.
We're
accepting the offer.
Yeah,
we're perfect. Good. We got a bet payoff next week.
Officially accepted.
Send me Austin on Friday.
Send me that list. We'll see what we can find out on that list.
You guys sure accepted that offer, but when I made the bet offer on the show that you're actually holding me to, three different times on the show I made this bet offer, and you guys were crickets. Oh, no.
I don't know.
With this crazy guy Dawson.
It seems like everybody got their brackets.
We were all pretty much down for it.
I'm going to swing through Rally House, Fort Worth. And pick up that Lady Rangers cutoff for old Dawson on Friday.
This will be fun. It's been a while since I've done a bet.
Get the crop top going.
Chiafalo really inspired me to show y'all how it's done. CC in Dallas, line 3, what you drinking, what you thinking?
I'm drinking a good old ice cold Bud Light.
All right.
I'm thinking about, I don't understand why you guys are so much against Zeke as the running back for the Cowboys. I know he's... rushing totals are down, but he is the best blocking back in the NFL.
Well, get you a fullback. Yeah. Get you a guard or something
and
like that.
$18 million fullback.
You're right about that, but I can find somebody else to block, right? Why don't you? I mean, you've got an amazing draft class. Draft somebody. You don't keep a running back around just to block.
Yeah, he's just slow, you know? And Bassick was actually the first to notice how slow he was, like, in the 18 or 19 season.
Yeah.
He was like, he's turned into Bam Morris or Jerome Bettis. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? That's Zeke out there. But it was like 4 years ago, Zeke was already very much slower compared to his rookie year. Carl in Arlington, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Right now, brothers, I am drinking an ice-cold Pepsi Zero.
Okay.
Because I am fighting traffic to get home, and I'm having to drive through all this Taylor Swift crowd.
Well, I appreciate you being safe out there and your passion for the segment here. What you thinking, Carl?
What I'm thinking is, for here is all for the naysayers, doomsayers, and doubters of our Texas Rangers. If you cannot find anything positive to think about our Rangers, remember this day. Them and 14 other teams in the MLB have a perfect season.
That's right, Carl. Is that a question? 1-0.
Wow.
You remember that. They're sitting here perfect. You got nothing good to say? Who has nothing good to say about the Rangers right now?
I think the Rangers are about to go 162-0, baby.
What just happened?
Yeah, you guys are I don't know. I really like Carl's voice.
I thought there was more.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get some type of Winston Churchill motivational speech, you know, something. Yeah.
I thought he had a great voice. Kind of reminded me of Tim.
I didn't know if I could run out of the locker room after that. But well, I was looking to run out of the locker room. But
I was ready. I was running through walls for Carl right there.
Brian looks up to me. I'm like, am I supposed to say something here?
I didn't know if I was done. I didn't know if I was either.
Here's Matthew in Oak Cliff. Matthew in Oak Cliff, thanks for calling in. What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? Right now, sipping on a ice cold Miller Lite.
There you go.
And I got a couple things. One, if Bijan's there at 26, hands down, no brainer, you take him. Running back with great vision, great size. I replaced the ground and pound element that Zeke did bring to the team. And second, this is a question for Broadus.
Yeah.
Trying to step up my my draft research game.
Yeah.
And I was curious as to your opinion, who you see as a higher pick or more valuable pick, Jack Campbell or Drew Sanders?
I like Sanders better. Myself, I think the element of Sanders from Arkansas being able to rush gives you a little bit more there, a little bit more versatility. I don't think Sanders will come off the field. Campbell's a really good player. He's a downhill player. He's got great size, plays well behind the line, tackles well. But I think Sanders, just because of a little bit more of that pass rush element.
I always love when the scouting guys call you. I can always tell when they're scouting up. They want to compare notes with Brian. It's always cool. A lot of our Tolos like doing that kind of stuff. Okay, Heath in Rockwall, line 4. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Heath?
Hey, I'm drinking a Sam Adams NA.
Okay. I like that.
Shout out, Heath.
What you thinking?
Yeah, and then I am thinking, why in the world can I not find the Rangers on my TV? Because they're only on one station, and I don't have DirecTV.
Yeah, Heath, it's bad. It's bad. You know, Brian and I, we even went out and got the Bally's Sports app. And
I bought the app.
That doesn't have it either.
Damn.
So I think you got to get like traditional cable, maybe Spectrum or DirecTV. Is that the best way to do it?
I think those are your only two options.
Yeah, I guess.
They were saying they're working on a solution, and maybe one's coming soon to have it on the app.
Yeah, Major League Baseball, I think, is about to get a hold of this thing. But I honestly thought it was going to happen before opening day. Like, this wasn't that much of a surprise. We've been talking about this for at least a month now about the Bally downfall and bankruptcy and MLB saying, hey, we'll step in, you know, if we need to. The NBA season's about over, so you felt like they would get through it and then figure it out for next season. But MLB, I thought, hey, dude, like, opening day, what are we doing here? You have half the Metroplex going to watch their team 5 minutes before first pitch, and it's not there. That's really frustrating. Oh, Fubo as well.
Yeah, Fubo TV. And if you get the MLB pass, obviously, like if you paid for the Bally thing, if you do it through the MLB, you will be able to watch the Rangers. But the Rangers notified Diamond Sports, who owns Bally, last week that it was terminating its media right deals with the parent of the Bally Sports Regional Network in the event of its insolvency. So that's probably why.
Well, it sucks. You know, I think it's fan abuse. And I think the reason is the billions and billions of dollars that these sports teams and leagues are worth now. They are so rich beyond their wildest dreams. They don't have to take care of their customers. It doesn't matter. When you'd be like, oh, crap, you can't watch it. I don't care. I'm worth billions of dollars. I could sell this team right now for $4 billion, right? You need to have a finite that you got to have owners and teams that are like, wow, our fans can't get our games? Wow, that's a big problem. It's not. It's all of this money, and you look at I'm not doing that. You know, it. I'll just say this. It's an extension off the real world. It's the extension off the wealth gap that we see in the real world and they're talking about in the economy. The same thing's happened in sports. These teams have gotten too much money, and a lot of them don't care about winning, and they don't care about their fans anymore because they don't have to. Okay, one more phone call here. Chris in Keller on line 6. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Chris?
Oh, we made it. I am in the Pizza Hut parking lot waiting on some food, drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper, but I got some cold Modelo's at the house.
Woo! Holy cow, buddy.
It's a hell of a Friday night, baby.
Gosh, dang it.
I am thinking about April 5th, because April 5th is officially, I have declared it, Fire Jason Kidd Day at American Airlines Center, where all fans in attendance will have the opportunity to chant Fire Jason Kidd in the arena during the game.
Is that against Sacramento? Sacramento that night?
Sacramento, April 5th. It's their next home game. It's a grassroots movement. It's a revolution. I need other people on board with me to chant Fire Jason Kidd. It will move the needle.
I think that could get picked up, you know, on SportsCenter if you can get enough people to go with you. The problem is when you're trying to do a fan organization like that in a protest, sometimes you can look real nerdy. There's like four people with you, and, you know, you're trying to get something going. So I wish you best of luck, sir. And personally, I'm still a Jason Kidd fan, so I'm not
too.
In a hurry to see that.
I'm not in any hurry to see any of these coaches leave.
No, I think they earned a little bit more grace than they're being given. But we appreciate your call and your sports take.
Yep.
Broadus, I'm drinking a Corona, about to watch our Lady Tigers kick some booty. That's right.
Absolutely.
Bobby was saying earlier, Bally's has TV rights, but not streaming rights. With MLB, they have with NBA. Salute. Yeah, it's convoluted, and it's tough, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. But, you know, if this team keeps winning, all right, at about 10-2 record, then I'm ordering cable. That's what it comes down to. I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed and hope for the best. I know this is the sports world, and a lot of different fan bases, a lot of different cities are dealing with this crap. So you just have to make the most of it and make decisions. For us, for you, probably since you're listening to sports radio, it's a non-negotiable. The sports will be on in my house, right? Especially Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, Stars, and Rangers and Mavs, right? All four teams are gonna be on.
Yep.
And FC Dallas too, preferably, and as much college as I can get. But the four main pro teams, it's a non-negotiable, right? And they know it. So we're going to end up changing our cable or satellite unless Bally's can get it figured out here in the next couple of weeks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
and watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.